Okay, добрый вечер всем. You guys, let's have a prayer together. Давайте вечерю примем, acknowledging that Jesus is our God. Иисус, Он наш Бог, Он наш Спаситель. He's our King. He's all that we have. He's all that we want. You are doing with us, God, in a moment, right here and right now, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing with us, God. Jesus, that our hearts are in a process. Everybody's heart is in a process, Lord. Thank you so much that this life that was given to us on this earth, my God, it is a training ground. It is a training ground for eternity, God. Holy Spirit, I want to truly shout with joy, just like your Psalms 100 says. I want to shout with joy. Declare your name into the presence. Declare your name that you are our God. You are our King, my God. Our hearts are yours. Our lives are yours, my God. Everything we desire is to be with you tonight, God, to focus on you, to lift up your name, to lift up your name, my God, for your glory to come, for your kingdom, my King, for your kingdom to be manifested. My God, we are hungry for everything that we own as your children, as inheritance that belongs to us, everything that we own. We want to walk in that, my God. Your word says that signs, wonders, and miracles follow. We want all of it, my God. Just because it is ours, God. Thank you so much right now. Thank you so much right now that you are just in tuning our hearts right now. In tuning our hearts right now. In tuning our minds right now. That our focus can go on you right now. That our focus can go on you and your goodness, my God. Jesus, Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of God. Thank you for becoming our God. Thank you for becoming Son of Man so we can become your kids. Thank you so much, my King, that the natural is supernatural, my King, and the supernatural is natural. It is all one, my King, when we know you. Walk the kingdom of heaven on this earth, my God. We can walk, Papa, in your glory, in your presence, my King. Thank you so much, my God. Thank you so much, my God, for just breaking off, my King, anything and everything that is hindering people that are hearing me right now, my King, to connecting with you, to connecting with your presence, with your love right now, my King. Oh, in Jesus' name right now, I just release angels right now to partner up with everything that's going to be taking place in this prayer right now tonight. Oh, angels right now, worship. Worship our King Jesus. Glorify His name. Glorify and activate everything that belongs to us. Everything that we have right now, start activating our hearts right now for us to start tapping in into who we are, truly who we are as your sons, God. Thank you so much that our minds catch up with what your Spirit is doing, my King. So we just partner up with your Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, just lead us right now in prayer to prophesy our futures, to decree and declare your plans right now, to be activated in our lives right now. Jesus, thank you so much right now for what you are doing with this generation, my King. Thank you so much for building them up right now, for building their hearts up, for building up their hearts, my King. For everything that you're going to be pouring out through them, my King, in this next time, Papa, in tomorrow, what you're going to be pouring out through them, Jesus. Thank you.
you for building them courageous, my God. Thank you for building them lions, my God, that are full of your truth, full of your freedom, my God, full of your love and your goodness, Jesus. We just want you right now. We desire you. We crave you, my God. Oh, Jesus, we just come right now to your gates with thanksgiving, my King, with the shouts of joy right now, because you are our God, and that's the only thing we desire, is to be with you, Jesus. Oh, my King, we want to give you glory right now. We want to give you praise right now. We want to give you everything that belongs to us, and that's all of our hearts. That's all of our lives, my God. We want nothing else but you and you alone, Jesus. Let the commandment, first commandment and second commandments, be truly ingrained in our hearts, my God. All of it is linked together, Jesus. And I just ask that our purpose be revealed tonight, my King, to the ones that are hungry for you, to the ones that are going to be going with their whole hearts, my God, right here and right now. I just ask that our purposes be revealed, my King, in the first and second commandment, my King. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love, my King. That Christianity, that's what it's all about, Jesus. It is all about your presence, your love, your acceptance, God. Oh, Jesus, release your angelic realm right now in this place. Oh, release the singing, my King. Release the praise, the worship, the glory right now. And everything that you are doing and manifesting right now, Jesus. Thank you, my King. Thank you, my King. Thank you, my King, that we are yours. We are yours. We are your kids, my King. Our present and our futures are completely, completely secure. Completely secure. We don't have to be full of anxieties and fear. We don't have to, Papa, be distracted. We can just be full of your glory, my God. Your goodness, your love.
Like the voice of many waters, I can hear the angels sing. In the presence.
Lifted up in this place. Your name be high and lifted up in this place, my God. You are our focus, you are our center, God.
We make way, we make way, we make way.
Holy Spirit, thank you so much. Thank you so much for ushering them hearts, my God, to have their gaze on you right now. Thank you so much right now for taking us into your presence, for taking us into your heart, that we can see you, that we can understand you, that we can understand ourselves in you, my God. Oh, I just give you glory, Jesus. I give you glory, Jesus, for every season, for every area of our lives and our hearts, my King. I give you glory, 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 glory. It is all yours, my God. Thank you for shaping us into looking like you, my God, into looking like your sons, your daughters, my King, your kids. Heaven, heaven is at hand, my God. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much that our hearts can stay alive. They can burn, my King. They can burn for you, God, that we are literally after your own hearts, Jesus. Just like all of your Papa kings in the Old Testament, my God, they wanted you. They wanted you. They wanted you. They didn't want any blessings, any perks. They wanted you and you alone, God. Thank you so much that you are raising up that generation that is exactly set exactly the same way, my God. They want you and you alone. Everything else is a secondary effect, my God. Thank you so much right now, Jesus, for bringing those that need you so much into your presence, my God. I just see and feel it so clearly, Jesus. Wrap them. Angels, usher them right now. Usher their hearts and their minds right now into the presence of the King Jesus, into the presence of the Almighty. We acknowledge you. We love you right now, Jesus. Thank you so much, my God. We just want you and you alone. Nothing else, my King. Nothing else. We just want you, Jesus. Oh, my King, thank you so much. Thank you so much that these lions, my God, that are literally already roaring right now, that you are raising up, that are roaring, my God, that are hungry and thirsty, my King, for the next level, for the next awakening and revival, Papa, that you are going to be in the next wave that you are preparing them for right now, in the new ways and the new things that you're going to be bringing and manifesting through them. Jesus, we just come in agreement right now. We come in agreement right now with your word. We come in agreement with your heart right now, with your presence and your move right now.
We give you our future and past. Everything belongs to you, God. It all belongs to you. We just give everything to you today, God. Our worries, our sins, our burdens are not for us to keep. We can give them to you. We don't have to keep them. We can give them all to you. You can carry the burden for us, God. Because you are a loving Father. You are a Father that always forgives, that always loves, that always cares, that never abandons or leaves us in the dust. You are the one thing that is never going to end, God. The one thing that is never gonna break the promises, that is never gonna break or let us down. You are the one thing that will be constant in our lives, God. Hearts are yours. Our lives are yours. Our future is yours. Nothing else will satisfy us. Everything else leads to death. You are the one path that leads to eternal life. The one path that leads to eternal love, to eternal peace. You are the one path. There is nobody above you. There is nobody like you. There is nobody that will ever compare to you. God, you are holy. It all belongs to you, God. It all belongs to you. We give it to you, God. Lord, we just love you. Lord, we just love how much you love us. We love your heart. We love your presence. We love being in your kingdom, in your glory and your fire. We just love being here and getting to experience you.
Holy Spirit, I just thank you, my God, for your fire and for your presence here tonight, my God. I thank you for your faithfulness, Jesus, that you come through, my God, every single time, Lord. Whether we feel it, whether we don't feel it, my God, but you come through every time, my God, because you are a faithful God. You are a faithful God. I thank you that you come through every single time, my God. You never leave us hanging, my God. You never leave us hanging, my God. And we just honor you. We honor your presence tonight. We honor your spirit tonight, my God. We honor your Holy Spirit tonight. We just thank you. We thank you, my God, for your Holy Spirit here tonight, Holy Spirit. We just honor you, my God, and we submit to you, Holy Spirit, because we can't do this without you, Holy Spirit. We can't move without you, Holy Spirit. Literally, my God, I just thank you for what you are doing, my God. I thank you for what you are doing, Holy Spirit. I just pray, Lord, that you would release more of your fire, more of your zeal, my God, into our hearts, Holy Spirit. I pray for greater levels of surrender, my God, greater levels of obedience to your spirit, my God. I literally pray, Papa, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would help us, my God, to choose you over ourselves, my God. Help us choose you over ourselves. Help us choose you over our selfishness, my God. What we want in the moment, my God, when you're calling us to walk something out, when you're calling us to put a sacrifice on the altar, my God, I pray, God, that we would put down ourselves on the line, that we would put down our desires and what we want on the line for you, Jesus, that we would put it on the altar, my God, and literally let you form, my God, something inside of us and take us to new levels, my God. Holy Spirit, I just pray, my God, that you would take us to new levels of surrender, my God, that we would get to know your heart, my God, that you would show us, my God, that when we surrender to you, my God, you give back to us so many times more, my God, and that what you literally convert in that sacrifice is so much more, my God. It is so much more than what we think we are giving up, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I just pray, my God, for your fire, my God, for your fire to be released in us, my God. I pray for your fire and for your presence, my God, to burn in us, my God, that we would know you, Holy Spirit, that we would know fellowship with the Holy Spirit, my God, that we would break out of the box that we have put you in, Holy Spirit, that we would know you, my God, that we would walk out and know what it is to have fellowship with you, Holy Spirit. I just literally pray, my God, that you would break off the religious boxes, my God, in our minds that we have put you in, my God, that we have confided you, my God, to tongues, that we have confided you, my God, to goosebumps, that we have confided you, my God, to pretty feelings, my God. But I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would teach us fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that we would walk, my God, how the disciples walked with Jesus, my God. I really pray, Father, for your fire, your fellowship, my God, the reality of Holy Spirit and what that even means, my God. Show us, Holy Spirit. Show us what it is, Holy Spirit, how to walk with you, how to walk with you, Holy Spirit, how to talk with you, my God, how to yield to you, my God, how to yield to your spirit, my God, when we don't want to so bad, when we want to choose to run the other way, when we want to choose our selfishness, my God, over you, my God. I pray, Lord, that we would time and time again, God, choose you, Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, release, Lord, your fire in our bellies, my God. I pray that you would take each of us, my God, through that process, God. That process of learning to hear your voice, that process of learning to hear you, learning to submit to you, learning to be sensitive to what you put on our hearts, learning to hear your voice, my God. That you wouldn't have to, my God, like yell for us to hear you, my God, but that we would hear that still small voice, my God. I pray literally, Father, that you would teach us how to walk with the Holy Spirit, my God. Papa, I pray that you would break off, my God, all of the illusions. Papa, I really pray, my God, for the young people right now, God. I pray, Papa, for the young people, my God. I pray that you would make yourself real to them, my God. I pray, Lord, that those that think that church is boring, that think you are boring, my God, that they're so preoccupied, my God, with what they think is life, that what they think is satisfaction. Jesus, I just pray that you would open up their eyes, my God, and show them that you are the real life, my God, that you would break them out of the illusions, my God, that it is somewhere else, that it is somewhere out there, my God, that they gotta go looking for satisfaction, that they gotta go looking for fulfillment, my God. And I literally pray, Holy Spirit, that they would encounter you and that they would find their treasure in you, God, that they would not waste, my God, that I would not waste my life searching for fulfillment and everything else, God. I pray, God, that we would find our fulfillment in you, my God, that we would see that you are the treasure, that you are the treasure that is worth putting our lives down on the line for. You are the treasure that is worth putting everything that we have on, everything that we are. You are worth it, Jesus. You are worth it, Jesus. You are our treasure, Jesus. You are our treasure, my God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Be our treasure, my God. I pray that we would make you the center, the treasure of our lives, that we would put you as the focus of our lives, my God. Nobody can do it for us. Nobody can do it for us. We have to choose you. We have to hear your voice, and we have to choose you. We have to choose you. There is no shortcut. There is no way around it. There is no microwave. Nobody's gonna choose God for you. Nobody's gonna choose Him for you. You have to make that choice to follow God. You have to make that choice to go after Him. You have to make that choice to listen to His voice, to listen to what He's saying, and to walk it out. Oh, Jesus, I just thank you, God, for your grace, my God. I thank you for your grace, Papa, for this grace and mercy that you give us, my God, on this learning curve, my God, on this process, my God, where we learn to hear your voice, when we learn to walk with you, my God, when we learn to overstep our selfishness, when we learn to put ourselves down. I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy on my life, my God, where so many times I chose myself and my selfishness and what I want. And yet, God, you continue pursuing me. God, you continue to give me grace and giving me room to grow, God. I thank you, God, that even though I have fallen 70 times, 7 times, God, literally, God, I always can come back to you and choose to get up again and continue walking with you, Jesus. I just thank you so much, my God. If you have fallen, if you have messed up, if you have missed the mark, God is not mad at you. Holy Spirit is not upset with you. He has not rejected you. If you have missed the mark, keep going. Keep trying. If you have missed the mark, just choose to get back up again And aim your focus on God. Aim your focus on the Holy Spirit. Choose to again and again walk out what He puts on your heart. Puts on your heart to walk out. There is nothing else that is really worth it, Jesus. There is nothing else outside of you that can be worth it, my God. I know, God, I so often get caught up, my God, with all the things, my God, in life, Lord. But at the end of the day, Holy Spirit, You are all I have. At the end of the day, when nobody is around and I am left alone, You are all I have. You are all I have. There is nothing else. There is no one else. At the end of the day, when nobody else is around, when I am left alone in the field, it is just You and me and my relationship with You, or the lack of it, God. It is You. It is You. You are all I have, God. You are all we have. You are all that is worth it. You are all that is worth it. You are all that is worth going after. Everything is just vapors, illusions, temporary distractions that try to get our focus off of You, that try to steal our time, try to steal our focus, try to steal our passion, our fire. But Jesus, we want You, God. We want Your fire. We want You, Jesus. We want You, Jesus. God, I pray that You would break Your children out, my God, from these distractions, God, that fight for our time, that fight for our focus, my God. Literally, God, I just pray, Papa, that You would break us out of this, like, fog of complacency, that You would break us off out of the illusions, my God, that we allow ourselves to walk in, my God, and see the truth, see the reality, Jesus, that You are the only thing that is really worth it. You are the only thing that is really worth it. And that we can choose whether we want to walk out our life and be selfish with the life that You have given us and just waste it, and at the end have nothing to show for, or we can choose to lay down our life. We can choose to lay down our life and watch what You do with it. Thank You so much, Jesus. Thank You so much, my God, for what You are doing in our lives, my God. Thank You that literally our lifestyle is going to be a blueprint for Your people, God. You said Your lifestyle will always be a blueprint for My people, God. I thank You that our lives are a blueprint, my God. A life of full surrender, a life that is fully dedicated, a life that is fully surrendered. Nothing is being held back. Nothing is being held back. Nothing else is worth it. And I just ask You, Holy Spirit, that You would help us choose You again and again and again. Help us choose You, my God, when we want to run the other direction, God, and choose You again and again and again. Because this life is short. This life is short, God. And as the years go by, God, it goes even faster and faster, God. I don't want to waste my life, God. I don't want to waste my life on what the world calls valuable, on what the world says is important. I want to waste my life on You, Jesus. I want to waste my life on You, Jesus. I want to waste my life on You, Jesus. I want to waste it all on You. At the end of my life, at the end of my life, I want to see you face to face. And I want to have something to show for. I want to have that deep relationship, that connection with you, Holy Spirit. To know you intimately, to be one with you, Jesus. I want to be one with you, Jesus. I want to be one with you, Jesus. I want to be one with you, Jesus. It is literally all that we were put on this earth for. This life is a gift that we have been given, and in this life we get to choose. Just say, God, we choose you, Jesus. We choose you, Jesus. We choose you, Jesus. We choose you, Jesus. I pray, my God, that you would fill our hearts with zeal and fire, my God. God, that we would become passionate after our relationship with you, like you are passionate after us and your relationship with us, my God. I pray literally that how you feel about us, we would begin to feel that way about you, my God. That the way you want to be with us, that we would want to become the same way with you, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Thank you for what you're doing, my God. Thank you, Papa, for what you are doing, my God, in this youth, Papa, that you are raising up a group of forerunners, my God, a group of forerunners, my God, that will walk out the dream that you have for them, that they're going to choose to walk out your dream for them, not the dream that they made up for themselves or that somebody made up for them, but they will choose your dream for them, my God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just honor you, Holy Spirit. We honor you in this house. We honor your presence. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We honor you in this house. We honor you, Holy Spirit, in this house. Thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you for the revelation, my God, of our purposes, that it is so simple. Our breath, our every heartbeat brings you pleasure. Our lives brings you pleasure, my King. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for a fresh revelation and a fresh breath of life and strength, my King, to pursue you, to love on you, and to fulfill, my King, the most important command that you commanded us. And that's the first commandment: to love you, to be with you, to chase you and you alone, Jesus. Not fame, not money, not friendships, not popularity. You, my King Jesus, to chase you with all that we got. Thank you, my King, that out of that perspective, we can understand that every single heartbeat and every breath that we take, it is precious. We don't know when the last minute we spend on this earth, my King, but every minute that we are here, we want to be with you. We want to fall in love with you again and all over again, and deeper and higher and more, my God. We want to be an attractive, my King, body. We want to be, my King, as you want us to be in your
literally in your reflection, my God. I love you. I love you, beautiful Son of Man. Oh, beautiful King Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for exalting, for exalting, for exalting this man. For bringing clarity, my King, to what living in a spirit looks like to every heart. Holy Spirit, thank you right now for clarity. That they are in the right place at the right time. They are in the right place at the right time. Thank you for your freedom, my King, right here in this place. Thank you for your freedom. Thank you that you are just overflowing right now with that wisdom of Jesus, with the wisdom of Solomon, my King, even into the parents right now, into those moms and those pops right now. They don't know how to do parenthood right, my King. Thank you for just showing them new principles, my King, new strategies. How to love on their kids, how to be a parent that is from heaven, how to reflect your love, how to reflect your goodness, your acceptance, my God, that these kids can like usher in into their identities and purposes, my King. Because the parents made the right choices, not out of emotion, but out of obedience to you, Jesus. Out of the obedience to your commands. Out of the obedience to your wisdom, my King, that you give them into their hearts. Jesus, 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 let them see, let them see, let them see. Let them see, my King, that your purpose for them, my God, lies in the first commandment, my God. Pursuing you and chasing you, my God. Discovering you, your heart in them, my God. That they will step into their identities and their callings, God. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. You are the Spirit that comforts us, that leads us, that guides us, God. You are that Spirit that brings us into revelation, not knowledge, into revelation, my God. That's what we're after. For our hearts to understand, for our hearts to understand, God, the meaning of life, the meaning of our place on this earth, my God, the meaning of eternity, how to walk out that eternity, God, in this lifetime. Thank you so much that you are just simplifying it to your kids, God, to this next generation, God, that it's not complicated. It ain't about religion, it's not about ritualistic, my King. It's not about your logic, what you can do or how you can perform in your talents, my King. But it is just being humbly and simply, Papa, submitted to you, knowing you, loving you, and pursuing you every day, every year. Oh, Jesus, thank you for the comfort right now that you are releasing into their hearts, God. Thank you for fresh rest, my God, that's your Spirit and your presence. Oh, and no other place we can get such a rest as in your presence, God. Such a restoration, such a rest for our hearts, for our minds, for our bodies and our souls. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you are in this place. You are moving and you are breathing. Thank you for building up this house, this place, my God. That your children are taking the right positions right now. And it is all overflowing from your heart's desires, God. Nothing else but your heart's desires, God. Ain't nobody controlling anything and nobody commanding anything, God. But your Spirit is just leading us, my King. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for pure hearts, for pure motives, God. Body right now is raising up and taking shape into what your bride looks like, God. Thank you, Jesus, for awakening these fresh lions, my King, these fresh intercessors, God, these fresh intercessors that will discover new pathways of heaven, that will call forth the realm of kingdom like never before, and that will make the way for the drums and the rhythm of your heaven, God, in your heart. Thank you, Jesus, that with every season we can transition. With every season, the old falls away and the new comes. And we can flow. We can flow. We can flow. With harmony, my God, with peace. Trust in you. In every area of our lives. Thank you, Papa, for the opportunity to decree and declare, to represent Jesus Christ on this earth. Oh, to be the ambassador of heaven, to be a son that is on this earth but is not of this world, my King. It is so, so good to be of your spirit, of your heart. Your angels keep on glorifying your name in this place. Keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. Whoa, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for such a thin heaven atmosphere.
transparency, the place of repentance, the place of holiness can be on us. Cooking up the newborns, my God, the ones that are about to come into this earth, my God, they have high destinies, my God, high destinies. I just ask for your protection to be upon them. I ask for your angels to be released even now over them. I ask for your presence to usher them, Papa, into their callings, that they can become the pillars. This place of freedom, we will not choose our old ways, but we will choose what you are calling us to right now, where you are leading us and where you are telling us to go. The old is behind, the future is now. Rest on them, my God. Each and
release your blessing over every person here, Papa. Let your blood lead them and guide them. Let your mercy and grace be upon them, God. Let your favor be very obvious in their lives and to the people around them, God. So even in the smallest things, they can fall in love with you. They can see you, acknowledge you.
Give God glory. Come on, He's good.